Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income team in Stamford, Connecticut. If we have learned anything over the past couple years, it's that fixed income is exciting again. The past few weeks certainly have been a continuation of this theme. As we have been broadcasting, we expected CPI to come in hotter than market participants would otherwise have hoped on the print just last week. Indeed, CPI and PPI numbers on the week disappointed most folks on the street. This drove yields higher across the U.S. Treasury curve week over week, with shorter maturities out 25 to 28 bips and the long bond out 18 bips. The 2s-10s curve further inverted 2 bips, and the 2s-30s curve inverted a further 9 bips. This continues a reversal of a normalization in curve shape trend that we saw in the beginning of the year. This indicates markets expect perhaps a higher probability of an economic slowdown than was being priced in at year-end 2023, which is not our imminent base case. We believe inflation will continue to ease, but slower than markets currently discount. Indeed, economic data in the U.S. is doing little to show signs of slowing. Even though retail sales were a bit soft, jobs numbers on the week were better than expected, and as mentioned, CPI and PPI both indicate there's still some gas left in the tank. This further reiterates our stance that rate cuts will likely be later and potentially fewer than others may be pricing in. Interestingly, we have an FOMC meeting this week. We do believe the committee will hold rates steady on Wednesday and that the meeting should be a bit of a snooze, but it will be interesting to see if Powell reverses dovish rhetoric that drove a rally in yields 2 weeks ago. This could potentially drive yields higher as the Fed may attempt to further stymie forward-looking rates cuts expectations. This recent further reinverting of the yield curve renders term premium hard to come by in fixed income. That said, risk assets continue to perform well. Credit spreads and equities rallied on the week in spite of a mixed bag of economic data points. Yields sold off more than spreads rallied pretty much across the spectrum of fixed income. All-in yields on the U.S. IG corporate index are approximately 5.4%, and for the high-yield index, we are seeing yields around 7.82%. We think the opportunity exists for investors that are underweight fixed income to re-engage with the market thoughtfully. But we continue to believe, as we move through the credit cycle, that ratings downgrades and defaults will continue to rise, as they have to date this year. This is an environment where passive management will struggle to keep up with quality active asset managers, which is where we proudly partner with our clients. Thank you for your attention. Good luck trading this week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.